This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The super helpful DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay. The fact that we have as much info as we do, we put together lots of meat and potatoes for you, but then we have a little ice cream and cake as well conversationally. There was a conversation we had, and it actually appears on the DJV download, the fact that Pittsburgh is becoming a very good place for seniors to live. Also on the most recent download, focusing obviously on Ukrainian, the situation, childhood there, and what it's like. And Kelly Clarkson, clarifying her name change, talked about that. Oscars, pay, and what are the people that are hosts, how much they're getting paid. That was really surprising. By the way, you can get that download and the program all day, every day, the whole program at djvshow.com. Isn't it interesting, though, what we think, you know, in terms of actors and actresses, what they get paid, there's such a broad spectrum. A lot of, like, for example, when this Rust movie became a thing, people were asking, because it was low budget, how much money was Alec Baldwin being paid? And apparently it was only $1 million by the time even you add in the acting and the producing credits that he got for it. And a lot of these the movies, that Channing Tatum movie that's around now, the dog movie, that was 15, 16 million bucks. That's all it cost to do it. He's going to get paid out of the back end. And that's
well,
what
Alec
Baldwin's
I doubt they pay the dogs that much, right?
No, they
don't. So when your co-star is the dog, score.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Score. Okay, so let's see what we have here. The United States of America has made a formal declaration of war crimes against Russia, and more specifically, Putin. So what happens? How do we prosecute this guy? If, in fact, he survives the war, then who goes to get him? Who arrests
him?
That's
the question.
Yeah, it's hard to think that anybody's going to go in and pull him out and put him on trial somewhere, some tribunal. I think it's more symbolic. I think it's more symbolic than anything else. But that was one of the big stories that came out. You know, Biden had called him a war criminal a couple days ago, and then the administration kind of backed off of it a little bit. I mean, anybody who can see what's going on in Ukraine knows that Putin is acting outside of regular warfare. I mean, can you believe it? There's rules of warfare, but it seems odd that would be, but there are, and he has not been acting in that line. So, yeah, it's not a stretch. And I think the world's why so slow to say that he's committing war crimes when he's going after women and children and hospitals and schools and residential neighborhoods. But now it seems it's just more official. And it just as a piece of breaking news, because right now as we do this show, Biden is in Brussels meeting with the EU, meeting with NATO, and I guess Zelensky just addressed a session of NATO, and he referenced what we've been talking about here for a while, and that is that agreement that was made back in 1994 where they gave up their third largest in the world nuclear program to get the protection of the United States, of Britain, and of Russia, and he said no one has followed through with that. And he put the pressure on a little bit. And so his ask in the room just a few moments ago was for every NATO country to give him or Ukraine 1% of their military. Mm-hmm. Now, I doubt
the military
he'll get
that. Budget, the military ready? You mean the
military
props
equipment?
Or
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well,
we have the whole list of other stuff that got sent. I don't have it in front of me anymore. I think it was yesterday. There was a whole list of other weapons that were sending
yesterday. Yeah, it started to arrive. I mean,
a lot of anti-aircraft stuff, too, which is good.
They need more of that. They also need the ability to go after Russian warships, because if they want to, there's a couple of ways. You know, they always talk about an off-ramp for Vladimir Putin because he's going to want to save face.
Is that still a
thing? He's not going to want to be embarrassed. Yeah, and I think people are still looking for it. And by the way, it's probably the smartest thing strategically that any of us could be doing right now, any of the countries involved
that want to see this. Tucker Carlson seems to be big on that. He thinks so.
Putin's
well, Tucker Carlson from the beginning has been praising Putin and said we shouldn't even be involved in this. So, yeah, I wouldn't go by what he said.
Don't know if he's got it right. I mean, this is just Jennifer Horn's theory, and what people have been saying is that...
Let's hear Jennifer Horn's
theory. We know that Vladimir Putin has got a huge ego. We know that he's not going to be embarrassed on the world stage. So he's either going to do... He's never going to quit. He's never going to give up. He's going to make this... If it continues into the stalemate, which it seems, it's going to be more and more bloody. So what's the off-ramp? And so one of the things that people have suggested is that you give him the lower third of Ukraine, which is where there's a huge Russian presence. So that's Mariupol, which has been, for all intents and purposes, taken over by Russia and destroyed. It connects to Crimea, which is already in the hands of Russians. And Donetsk, I believe, which is up above Crimea. And so if he takes that part,
is that enough for him?
Well, and I don't know. That's the question. If he's willing, and Ukraine Ukraine doesn't seem to be willing to give that up. But that's one of the things that they've been talking about is that lower third. But if they choose not to go down that route, then Ukraine's going to need some military equipment that's going to allow them to attack warships, which is what they said they did last night while we were all sleeping, blowing up a Russian warship. They're going to need a lot more of that because that's how Russia's going to refresh their military, is through that, where they have a high number of Russian occupation down there. So,
all right, let's talk about the... This is the 800-pound gorilla in the room that nobody's talking about. Apparently, while all this is going on quietly, we are negotiating with Iran. When I say we, I don't know.
Inexcusable.
Joe Lieberman, who was a Democrat and then became an independent, says that it's the worst idea that he could possibly... The deal that we're talking that's on the table is from hunger. So why are we even talking about it? Why do we feel like we have to give the Iranians anything? Put them in a corner, put them in a box, and put the lid on the box. What are we negotiating here?
I don't know. I had an interview this week with someone who worked for the State Department, the former press secretary, and I asked her, with everything that's going on right now on the world stage, China, North Korea, Russia, Iran, what is the most dangerous threat to American lives right now? And she said it's Iran. And the fact that, and look, there are people on my side of the aisle who think that the people surrounding Biden are just evil and they want to ruin the country and that's why they want to put, get into this deal. Yeah. Or there's the thought that they just think that being nice to people is going to somehow make them follow the rules. The Iranian government is not going to follow the rules. They're not going to, they want to eliminate the West. Ideologically, that's where they stand. And so to try to, I mean, you've had people on Biden's team, two people that have walked off the job because they said this deal is so bad. It's handing over a lot of money back to Iran. It's putting them on a path that's now sanctioned by the world to develop nuclear weapons. And, well, the offshoot is that the reason Saudi Arabia won't return Biden's calls is because they're ticked at him over this Iran deal. It is very possible that Saudi Arabia and Israel are going to join forces and start nailing Iran with weapons to stop them from getting a nuke. They're not going to allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon, which is what this deal does.
It's ridiculous. So, now, with the passing of Madeleine Albright, one would say, what would Madeleine do? How would Madeleine approach this? Because she started, I think, the Iranian discussion, didn't she, when she was Secretary of State? Don't I remember that?
That
it goes back that far?
Well, was she the Secretary of State when the Ukraine nuclear deal happened that now is
She was
being...
the Secretary of State in 97.
Okay, so before that, I don't know who it was. I don't know who it was in 94.
Condoleezza Rice was almost me.
That was
been
2005.
Oh, was it?
Madeleine Albright was the first female Secretary of State, and that was in 97. The deal with Ukraine happened in 94.
Yeah. All right. So then who was it, that old guy that was the Secretary of State then? What was his name again? Was it a W? I can see a picture of him, but I can't remember his name. But anyway,
Bill Clinton's first Secretary of State.
Yeah.
You can probably look it up.
Yeah. But the fact is we are dealing from a position of strength. They are not, but we're giving them strength. We're giving them life. It's like putting gasoline onto a fire. We don't have to, so why are we? That's the question. Unless I'm missing something. I look at things like this in a pretty guttural way. We don't have to, so why are we, is the question. And I don't see an answer to that here. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. All right, so Jennifer, let's have the California report. What crazy stuff? I always like to get at least one story from California every day. What's that nut bird Newsom doing now? There's got to be something.
I'll give
every
you the latest. It was Warren Christopher that was the secretary.
Warren Christopher, thank you. I knew it was a W.
Before
in
Madeleine someplace. Albright, yeah.
Yep, right. Looked like The Walking Dead. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. How do we
No, he did. Warren, Christopher always looked old and tired and beat up.
So Gavin Newsom has been floating this idea about giving California $400 back for gas prices. I just paid $6.40 for regular yesterday. Uh-huh. It's really, really ridiculous. And so we have the highest prices in the nation. The average is over $6 now in California. And so he's got an $11 billion proposal that's going to try to address this. So he's going to give anyone with a registered vehicle in California $400 in tax rebates, up to two per person. So if you have multiple vehicles, you'll get two of these cards.
Why don't you just cut the taxes and the gasoline at the pump?
On a debit card, right. That's the part that's going to be $9 billion.
That's opening themselves up for so much fraud with debit cards. And so, I mean, that's just so dumb.
It doesn't make any sense. Especially when you think about people who are driving more are going to be needing more than $400, and people who are driving less need less. You know, old jalopies, it's a lot. People who aren't even working right now. But anyway, so $400 is what he's proposing. He's also floating the idea of doing free transportation, which is one of the things I think is good. Mass transit free for 3 months, that's a great thing. It drives people to do mass transit, right? But
so
does it
really
know,
see,
for that?
Does it really know in New York this would be a gangbusters hit because everybody already takes 100%. Their bus or the subway. But in LA, I just don't see a lot of people, like the average person like you having, and you're not average, but because you have a longer commute probably than most people. But like if you have an average commute, I don't see people in LA handing over their cars and just jumping on,
because there's no effective means.
Right.
You know, there's unless
nothing
you're going to a certain place. Like if you're going to downtown, you could probably use like the trains or the subways. But if not, I mean, the only way that I could get around is on a bus. And what's really sad is that the buses are not safe. I mean, I think I told you guys, like, they're slow. And one in five of the people who ride the bus have been exposed to someone or had, you know, sexual things said to them.
Exposed?
Oh, yeah.
Exposed.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
So he's also saying that he'd like to put a pause on the diesel sales tax. The thing he should do is just put a moratorium on the gas tax for 6 months. He'd look like a hero.
Even 1 month.
Right.
Other states are doing 1 month.
18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about that, boys and girls? We've come to 23 past the hour here on the DJV program. So Jay is sharpening her pencil. She has a clean sheet of paper. She's going to bring us through a couple of very important stories, including one that involves J-Lo and Ben. Can you imagine a story about them together? Wow. This will be super silly, and we'll get to it after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
All right, so J-Lo as opposed to J-K. We could make, yeah, that's an interesting comparison.
Yeah, there you go.
J-Lo has appeared at the iHeart Radio Music Festival, and Ben's there, and he's looking pleased. Is that a good way of describing it?
Yeah, absolutely. He was beaming, if you will.
Beaming.
J-Lo accepted the Icon Award, and Ben was there along with his son Samuel and J-Lo's daughter, and they were just glaring up at her, beaming with so much pride.
Kind of like
Mac
is right now looking at you, right?
Yeah, he's like, feed me, woman. But no, J-Lo's only the third person to receive the Icon Award since the iHeartRadio Awards launched in 2014.
You know,
was it Diana Ross and Taylor Swift?
No, Jon Bon Jovi and Elton John.
Oh, that was the Grammy. Okay, never mind. Yeah.
Yeah. I said off the air what I thought about the iHeart thing, so I'm not going to say it on the air because it's not necessary. Although at this point we don't have any iHeart stations. Well, we may have a couple. Anyway, let's keep moving. Harry Styles, what's his announcement?
He has his third album coming out, his third studio album, and this is going to have 13 tracks on it, more than his first two albums, and the drop date is May 20th, so this is going to be exciting, especially if you're a Harry Styles fan. Mac apparently is not.
No, Mac is not. All right, why don't you go take care of Mac, and we'll take care of the rest of this here. The fact that CD sales are going up, Victoria, I thought that was kind of interesting.
Isn't
so
that
somebody
strange?
Like Harry Styles, does he put his stuff out on a CD?
Yeah, or? a lot of artists now, they'll do a limited run. Vinyl is really big, and vinyl's been making this huge comeback in the last, 10 or 15 years. And now CDs are making a comeback. And I guess they figure the rationale behind it is that younger people now want to have a tangible, like you were when a kid, when I was a kid, CDs were, that was the thing, right? Cassettes and then CDs. So everybody, I guess, wants to have that tangible piece of art for, and you read through the liner notes and, all the stuff that you used to do, like that you did as a kid with albums. It's kind of the same thing. So digital stuff is kind of it's kind of waning a bit.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. So what is the old expression? What goes around, comes around, it comes around, goes around, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's month-long war on Ukraine has killed thousands of people, displaced millions of refugees, and devastated cities not seen in European continent since Adolf Hitler's Blitzkrieg in the late 30s, early 1940s. With no end in sight in the conflict in 2022, Russia's war machine remains largely frustrated by fierce Ukrainian resistance. President Vladimir Putin's threat of nuclear and chemical weapons is surely a discussion taking place today as NATO leaders meet in Brussels. Today is the final day of Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation hearings. Wednesday, Ms. Jackson discussed how the Constitution applies to foreign nationals, i.e., detainees at Guantanamo Bay.
It's designed to ensure that the government affords due process to people who are being accused of crimes.
Judge Jackson told senators she could not define a woman because she's not a biologist. USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
As the world is imposing sanctions against Russia for its rampage on Ukraine, NATO leaders are meeting in Brussels for an emergency meeting. Senator John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, told Newsmax that it's Russian citizens, not President Vladimir Putin, who are paying the economic price.
Well, you know, I mean, I hope that this visit is successful. We all want to see the European countries, our allies, our NATO allies, working together in a unified way to bring as much pressure economically, to support as much as possible Ukraine with respect to military and legal aid, so that they can just stop this horrible, horrible invasion, as you pointed out, where indiscriminately women and children are being targeted and killed. That's got to stop. And I'm hoping that the president's visit can be helpful and will help rally our allies in that region to do more, because I think we have to do more. And there are things that we can do both economically and in a military way, I think, that will aid the Ukrainians in their effort.
It's long been thought that dinosaurs were mainly land creatures. A groundbreaking discovery in 2014 of Spinosaurus challenged that view. Researchers studied 380 bones belonging to 250 animals, some living, other extinct. They discovered Spinosaurids could be up to 49 feet in length, making it larger than a T-Rex, and were adapted to life in the water. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer, who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the exciting DJV program. Doug is exciting. Victoria's exciting. Jay is exciting. And we're excited about the things going on. I think that the poll suggesting the West Wing was the most realistic political television show ever is right on. I wish that someone would bring Aaron Sorkin was the producer and the writer. He conceived of the idea, and it went in a whole different direction, you know, than he had planned. Originally, the character of the president was not supposed to be the main character. The main character was supposed to be Bradley Whitford's character, whose name I can't remember. what his he was supposed to be the focus. But then Martin Sheen took the role and made it his own very quickly. As they were producing it, Aaron Sorkin said, wait a minute, we got to make this about him. And so it became about all of them, really. I thought the character that Toby, and the actor's name is what, Richard, I want to say Zimmer. You know who I mean, the bald-headed guy?
I've never seen the show, so I don't
know. Haven't? No, that's right.
Yeah,
too,
I'm not
you
familiar
haven't.
With it at all.
Oh, my God, what's the matter with you? That is really one of the
most... I know people
most...
love it. My parents watched it. I mean, I know a lot of people loved it. I just...
Fabulous show.
When was it on? I don't even remember.
In the 80s and late 80s and 90s, I think. It's on for 8 seasons, as I remember correctly. Somewhere in there.
Oh, I thought it was in like late 90s because it was modeled after Bill Clinton, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was supposed to be modeled after Bill Clinton, but it was... no, it was earlier than that, I think. I don't remember, but it seems like it was further back than that. When you look at it, this is a great survey, though. 51% of Americans said that West Wing was very realistic. And the people between the age of 35 and 54 were the prime people that, you know, came up with this. They went to season starting in 19... Well, so it was, you're right. It was 1999 until 2006. Good Lord, I thought it was further back than that. Anyway, they like the survey... Folks like Veep. I could never get into that.
I never saw that one either.
Oh, I loved Veep.
Yeah, it was great.
It was hard. It was heavy. It was hard. Let's see, it's a comedy.
Veep was a goofy comedy.
But it was.
But it was hard. Seinfeld.
But it wasn't. She's very good. I like her a lot, but I never got the whole premise. Anyway, 41% say they believe shows like House of Cards, Scandal, and The Good Wife, and 24 are realistic.
Well, The Good Wife I did watch, and that was based. When I met Chris Noth in Central Park, he was jogging, and my dog ran up to him, and he was super friendly and really nice. The Good Wife was on at the moment, and Elliot Spitzer, who his character was based on, walked right by us, and he goes, "Oh my God!" He goes, "You know, my character is based on Elliot Spitzer." And there was Elliot strolling through Central Park.
Did Elliot Spitzer know that?
He was oblivious. He was talking to somebody, but and I'm sure he knew it was based on him. You'd have to know.
Scandal was a very good show, I thought. I don't know how realistic. It didn't seem realistic at all, but it was a good show.
I never watched that show either, but the amount of wine drinking and the memes that came from that, I guess Kerry Washington's character drank wine like all day, every day.
Yeah, right. She was a big drinker. Yep. House of Cards, that for me, because I'm cynical about the presidency no matter who's sitting in the chair, for me, House of Cards was real. It felt realistic, like the chiseling, cheating, thieving, conniving stuff that goes on in order to maintain power. I just, it felt comfortable to me. Anyway, so, I mean, it felt like, you know.
Realistic.
Real,
comfortable, I don't know, but realistic, sure.
Realistic, okay, that's better. You're right, okay. So there's a leaked training pamphlet from Home Depot. That has caused a stir. I would think this is a big social media thing, apparently, Jay. The pamphlet originally was used in Canada, but apparently has shown up here in America. And the people who don't like it say that Home Depot has gone woke. I don't even begin to understand what that term means. I know you're always trying to tell me what it means. It means nothing to me. What this pamphlet, though, when you look at it, it does remind me of the woman who in Framingham was the director of diversity, who would start every meeting by asking the attendees who were Framingham employees to admit that they had a job because of their white privilege. And that really, she didn't last long because that really rubbed people the wrong way. But in this pamphlet that comes from Home Depot, it describes what privilege looks like. And as I go through it, I wonder, not that it isn't, the things in there aren't something to consider, but is this the proper place, the proper way? If I were applying for a job at Home Depot, and unless I really needed it and I saw this, I'd be walking out the door. And apparently they've done some of the same sort of thing at Lowe's, where they're trying, I don't get what they're trying to do.
You know, I don't, I'm reading this now, and there's a Market Watch has a breakdown of this, so it's not just like the Fox News propaganda,
right,
which is really skewing it out of what it is. But the thing is, the thing that I don't understand, yeah. So the thing that I don't get, like, it references not just white privilege, but class privilege,
yeah.
Christian
yes.
privilege, cisgender privilege, male
yep.
privilege. So, okay, so, and I get all of that, able-bodied versus disabled, you know, heterosexual versus homosexual. I get all that, but what does that have to do with going to Home Depot and buying,
nothing.
Like,
that's the point.
Construction supplies? I don't
yeah.
get it.
Nothing.
I don't understand that.
Well, this is something posted in the break room for the employees, but still, exactly.
But
there's
how
no
does
place
that,
for this. No place
but,
for it. Just,
and it's I'm, fine. Yeah, I just don't understand how that's supposed to translate into you helping a customer. Like, what's the real world application of this? That's what I'm failing to see.
There isn't
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
that's
I agree with
point.
You. And as far as the woke stuff is, Mac agrees with
think?
Us too.
Mac
but
doesn't like it either.
As far as all this woke stuff, it's getting a little bit too far, but what
it
happened
is.
To just, what's so offensive about inclusivity at the same
right.
time?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Just be inclusive. Right. Just be kind.
But take it, for, you know, Mac's agreeing with it. Mac's hungry, I think, right? Why don't you go feed him? Poor kid.
You're
hungry.
Getting me kicked off the show, dude.
No,
I heard he said mama. I've never heard him talk.
Oh, yeah, no, he talks a lot.
You got mama now? Really?
Oh, yeah, he's had mama for a while. He says really? He says a slew of things. I'll make a list for you guys.
Okay.
Latte. Teach him some
so
Starbucks
yeah.
things so he can order for you.
No, he knows chai, for sure.
But excuse me, it's like we're getting, and I say we, when Brendan calls me almost every day with whatever Jasper is up to, now Jasper is 4 months old. And he's beginning to smile, react to people's voices and faces. It's the coolest thing. I'd forgotten about that from when I said to Brendan, I'd forgotten about it from when you were a child. But I also have forgotten about it even from when Miles was a child. Because he was, the two of them, Megan and Brendan keep talking about this. The two of them are like peas in a pod. They both have had or are having the same sort of expressions and the same sort of experiences. And it's really kind of cool. And Miles, God love him, he can hardly wait. He wants to play. He's ready now to be the older brother. He's ready.
He's seven, right?
Yeah, he's seven.
Yeah.
The Japanese language, careful about this. Let's see if I can mess up some of these pronunciations. Okay, Victoria.
Uh-oh.
The fastest growing language, second language in the U.S., we all thought was Spanish, right? Wrong. Japanese is the fastest growing foreign language in America. If you are
in the UK.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Do you know what Duolingo is? Are you familiar with that?
Related to Dua Lipa?
No, but I know you enjoy saying her name, but
yeah. Duolingo. No. I like that too. Is
Duolingo,
that dual language, right? Two languages.
Well, Duolingo is a company that has an online app that can teach you languages. So it's sort of like the new version of Rosetta Stone. Remember
okay.
when everybody was using Rosetta
yeah,
Stone
yeah.
with CDs
yeah.
and stuff? So this,
yeah.
so Duolingo is, I actually use it for French and Spanish, and it's really fun, and it's almost like games that get your brain trained on
yeah,
you know, using the language.
That's the key. Thank you for bringing that up. Because right now, the focus of the concern on brain matters as you get older, whether it's Alzheimer's, dementia, those sorts of things. There's good work being done to try to curb the extensive growth of these two problems. But one of them you can take care of yourself by keeping your brain active, keeping yourself alert. Don't put yourself to sleep by, you know, parking yourself in front of a television screen all day long, because that'll rot your brain faster than you can say Jack Japanese.
Well, learning a language is a very quick
oh, yeah.
way to get
yep.
your brain kind of tuned up. And
yep,
so Duolingo,
really
yeah, so Duolingo released their 2021 language report, which gives, you know, what people are on the platform, what languages they're learning. And it was kind of a surprise, I guess, that Japanese became the fastest growing in 2021. Apparently this year it's on target to be even, you know, even bigger. Overall, it's now moved up the charts. It beat out Italy. It's in the fifth most popular spot globally. Yeah. And a lot of it, they say, these are kids age 13 to 17. they're really into Japanese anime. And so whether it's, you know, like comic books or the video game versions of comic books, and they use a lot of Japanese words. And so kids are picking this up and they're more interested now in learning more about the language and the culture. So yep. It is really interesting how like art is really changing
imitating.
How kids.
Yeah.
Well, life is imitating yeah. art. I mean, it's yeah. literally. And so kids are really interested in it. It's good.
Congratulations to Mackenzie Scott, formerly Mrs. Bezos. When they got divorced, she got, $38 billion or something like that. And she's
some crazy amount.
Giving
yeah.
it away and still taking good care of herself. Latest donation, $436 million to Habitat for Humanity and its affiliates. This is her largest donation yet. This will speed up efforts to increase black home ownership and diversify their volunteer base. At Habitat for Humanity, so good
Such
for her.
Such a great cause.
Them. Yep.
Habitat for Humanity is amazing.
Yep, I like it too. 47 after the hour.
March is Women's History Month, and Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is celebrating with new ways to support women-owned small businesses. Here's Meta's Vice President of Global Business Group, Nicola Mendelson.
Meta's latest Global State of Small Business report reveals that 2 years into the pandemic, nearly a quarter of U.S. women-led small businesses remain inoperational. In order to help, Meta is expanding our hashtag SheMeansBusiness program, which has already supported more than 1.5 million women to help address the ongoing financial literacy gap. We're also encouraging everyone to spotlight their favorite female entrepreneurs to raise awareness of just how much value they bring to the table with Meta's global hashtag BuyFromHerChallenge on Instagram Reels.
Throughout Women's History Month, Meta will also be offering free training and resources for women-owned small businesses. You can learn more at facebook.com/SheMeansBusinessHub.
I need 4 more of the biscuit carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Oscar time, Oscar week, and here is Oscar Curry. I like that. Oscar. Yeah, that's a good name for you, Chucker. Curry.
I don't.
All right, 53 okay. After the hour. Doug with Victoria and Chuck. The Oscars have announced that there are going to be singers.
Let me ask you a question. You got all these people on. What do you need me for?
What people?
You got Victoria. You got
you mean the hosts of the show, Chuck?
What do you need me on for?
I need you because you have expertise in this
all these people,
area.
Like we're randos just
all
hanging out.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yes, all right.
I got you.
So anyway, the best original song contenders are going to be performing. I see Van the Man is going to be there. That'll be cool.
Not there. He's not
going
to be there.
Not there? He's not going?
No. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't like that
so
kind
he,
of stuff.
He, I got the latest Oscar presenters. We did the other day. We talked about some. Here's the latest presenting Oscars this Sunday night. Jake Gyllenhaal. He has a new movie called The Ambulance coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Very good actor. Jason Momoa, that's Aquaman. Yeah. Serena and Venus Williams, who all portrayed in the movie King Richard, which is up for Oscar for Best Picture.
Right.
Rachel Zegler, which we said is going to be a presenter now. She starring as Maria in West Side Story. Halle Berry will be a presenter. Josh Brolin, great actor. Kevin Costner, as good as it gets. Mila Kunis. And Uma Thurman, I think... she's going to come out with John Travolta, going to do something with Pulp Fiction. That's a pretty good lineup.
That's a really good lineup. They are definitely getting... Now, are there going to be like some A-listers? Like, I feel like the Oscars always needs a J-Lo red carpet moment. We need a Nicole Kidman red carpet moment. Are we going to get any of those big names, too? Or
I'm assuming they're going to bring everybody and anybody who's a big name in the industry that they can get to present, because they want to, you know, we're 2 years in now. We don't want to be the industry has to come out of the, you know, out of the closet in respect of getting more people involved, a mass audience to want to go back to the movies, to get engaged in what's been produced and what's been seen over the last year. Like I said yesterday, though, I do think there's going to be a little bit more interest in this telecast than I thought a few months ago.
This was going to be the first year that I wasn't going to watch it because I haven't seen any of the movies, but now it's got star power, and what I love, what Doug was starting to say, was all the songs are back. Whatever reason, they took those song performances away, and I think that misses the mark. Now we're going to have Beyonce, we're going to have Reba, we're going to have Billie Eilish. Like, these are really big names, and so I'm excited to see all that.
I'll watch it. Yeah, you're right about that. You know, I was looking.
Okay. Go ahead, Doug. Go ahead.
No, it's your time, Chuck. Go ahead.
Let's play this day in TV or movie history.
Let's play TV.
This day, 1980, ABC nighttime Iran hostage crisis program was renamed Nightline.
And
40 something years later,
still there,
still on the air.
It's still as boring as can be.
But it lasted a very long time.
Yeah, well, what's his face did it? It was a good show. Ted Koppel, very, very good.
Yeah. Okay. 2005, The Office premieres on NBC. Steve Carell, John Krasinski. Still to this day, a very generational sitcom where a lot of younger people are discovering the show on streaming and they love it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier about The West Wing being the most realistic or popular of all the political shows, and I was surprised. I couldn't remember when it was on. It was in the 90s to 2006, and that's not that long ago. I wish Aaron Sorkin would revive that.
I think if you have HBO Max, you could watch every episode is streamed on HBO Max. Sure, and that's one of the cool things about streaming.
You should see that.
I think a new one, I don't know if a new one would be overkill. If they brought it back, like, we have so much politics. Back in 99, you know, politics could still sort of be separated from our lives, but now you just can't get away from it. So I don't know. Would people really want to watch that again? I don't know.
I saw a picture of Jamie Lee Curtis. Remember you said she's not going to suck it in anymore?
That's what she said.
Gained a lot of weight for this Everything Everywhere All at Once movie.
Picture
her. She's really fat. And doesn't look like Jamie Lee Curtis at all, frankly.
I'll look at the picture. I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come back and body shame Jamie Lee Curtis tomorrow, Chuck.
No, I wasn't body shame. No, kind of observation after you mentioned it. That's why.
Okay.
Now, here's something. Corey Stoll. Do you know him, the actor, Corey Stoll?
Billions.
I'm not familiar.
He's Michael Prince.
Oh, okay.
But he is now showing up. He's one of the guys that has come of age. Reminds me of Terry O'Quinn. He was one of the sheriffs or the cops in West Wing. I saw him West Side Story. He's everywhere.
He's very good. He's a good presence, too.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Chucker, you're a good presence as well. Thank you for being here on the DJ.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.